to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And within the past week, Big Tech Network analyst Jerry DiNardo, my favorite anti-black shirt guy out there, just kidding, but seriously, we're keeping the black shirts. If you remember his comments from way back. But he was on 93.7 FM early break, and he was asked if he thought that Jim Harbaugh would lead Michigan to the Big Ten title game first, or if Scott Frost would lead Nebraska to the Big Ten title game for who's going to get there first, who's going to lead their team to that championship game first. Now, if you're not fully aware of some of the success that Jim Harbaugh's had in the past in his coaching career, let me give you a brief background. Now, before he took over Stanford, they were abysmal. People forget how bad they were before he took over the Cardinal. In fact, the season before he took over, they were 1-11, just as an example. Now, two of his first 3 years, once he took over Stanford, they beat USC. And keep in mind, this is back when the Trojans were number one in the country. His last two seasons, they had an almost 80% winning percentage those last couple of years. His last year, they were 12-1, number four in the country. They won the Orange Bowl. They beat the ACC champs that year by four touchdowns. And when he got to San Francisco, they hadn't had a winning season in 8 years, and they had finished dead last in the NFC West most of those seasons as well. His very first year with the 49ers, he turned them around to 13-3 NFC West champs, and they made the NFC Championship game barely losing. If you remember, they lost to the New York Giants, a muffed punt, and they ended up losing by a field goal, and that's the year the Giants went on to beat the Patriots for the second time in 5 years. Now, the very next season, his second year in San Francisco, they ended up taking the Niners. He ended up taking them to the Super Bowl. They lost to the Ravens, his brother John. It's a very close game, 34-31. It's that game where the lights went out in the middle of the game, if you remember that as well. Now, let's compare Michigan to Nebraska and where each of the two programs are currently at and how far we have to climb to get to that title game. Now, the last three seasons, Michigan, you may not like these, but they are what they are. We got to be objective, right? All right, the last three seasons, Michigan's had two 10-win seasons. Nebraska's had two losing seasons. Michigan's winning percentage during that time has been 72%. Nebraska's has been 45%. The last time Nebraska made the Big Ten championship game was 2012. The last time Michigan made it, I was surprised to see this was never. They've never been to the Big Ten title game. I was surprised by that. Everyone's full. I wrote down a lot of my notes today, so bear with me. I want to make sure I get a lot of this right and get my thoughts out accurately. Now, everyone's fully aware of what Scott Frost did at UCF. The question is, will he take Nebraska to the title game first, or will Harbaugh take Michigan? Who's going to get there first? Now, Nebraska has farther to go. I just demonstrated that with some of the stats I just gave. But DiNardo had some good points. One thing he pointed out is Frost has a clear plan where Harbaugh kind of appears to be all over the map. Now, one of my first thoughts was Michigan's got a serious issue at quarterback. We got to battle at Nebraska, but we got some talent. Michigan, last year, they had multiple guys play. None of them were great. They were NFL pocket-style quarterbacks. They have a transfer in. They have Shea Patterson, who's a spread guy out of Ole Miss. Are they going to run a spread offense? Are they going to stay with the NFL offense? Are they going to have a mix of that? There's a whole bunch of question marks. They've not had good quarterback play. They got to find out who it is, what offense they're going to run. And then DiNardo pointed out they've had multiple offensive coordinators, and they're not even sure who's going to call the plays. Also, Harbaugh himself, you got to keep in mind, is a former quarterback. He's an offensive guy. So who's calling the plays? What offense are they going to run? They have a lot of question marks. It just seems to be erratic down there right now, whereas Scott Frost has hit the ground running with his plan, and he seems to be hitting pell-mell. He's got a plan. He's hitting down the road. It just seems to be much more organized when it comes to Scott Frost. Also, the gap between the top team and the East Division, got to keep in mind your competition. Ohio State and Michigan appears to be a little bit bigger than the gap between Wisconsin and Nebraska. Now, DiNardo pointed out that Ohio State has won 13 of the last 14 meetings between Ohio State and Michigan, including six in a row. Keep in mind, let's be fair, Wisconsin's won 6 of 7 versus Nebraska in Big Ten play and 5 in a row. Now, I'm not quoting everything that he's saying. I'm paraphrasing, but you get the point. Now, my final thoughts. All right, we have farther to go. We also have a clearer plan. So if this was a chart, so to speak, and let's say Michigan's right here based on what they've done recently and Nebraska's right here, so clearly they're closer to the end goal. But are we going to trend upwards faster, which I believe we are because we're more organized, we have a plan. Are we going to do it fast enough to catch and surpass Michigan and get to that Big Ten championship game first? Now, here's a tiebreaker for me. For me, it's not just about Ohio State. It's not just about Wisconsin. And when it comes to the competition, the East Division is just playing tougher than the West Division, in my humble opinion. Now, after Wisconsin, it's really Iowa in the West. And you know how I feel about the Hawkeyes. All right. In the East, if you're Michigan, you got Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State. And keep in mind, Michigan State is tied for the most Big Ten championship game wins. They also had 10 wins a year ago, had a really nice bounce back season, had 10 wins. They have the most amount of returning starters in the entire Big Ten Conference with 19 guys coming back from that team a year ago. Now, Nebraska's going to take us some time, but I predict we will make the Big Ten title game before Michigan does. And it's not only do we have a plan, not only are we going to trend upwards faster, even though we have farther to go, to me, the ultimate tiebreaker is that the East Division as a whole is tougher to get through than the West. It just is what it is, as Greg Austin would say. What are your thoughts? Let me know. Leave comments. Give your feedback. Tune in on Wednesday. Faux Pelini joins the Carriker Chronicles, my interview with the man that everyone's been trying to get. Faux Pelini, the man behind the parody account, Fast Friday on Friday as well. Do me a favor. Tell your friends about this awesome program, if you enjoy it anyways. And until Wednesday, go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around. An experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.